Jesus said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." Jesus' disciples are now called apostles for the first time because they had been sent out on a mission to minister to the needs of the world. Apostles literally means sent ones. They proclaimed to any that would hear it that they should repent and receive forgiveness. They cast out the demons that haunted the downtrodden, and they healed the sick. It's an excellent summary of the work of the church. Apparently, they were very successful. So successful that in Luke's account, Jesus declares in celebration that he watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. And the apostles did need to rest and renew themselves in body and in spirit. We follow the same pattern of expending and replenishing, working and resting, sacrificing and feasting, giving and receiving. We, the people of St. John's Church, are called to be apostles sent to do the hard and joyful work of healing a broken world. And so we have to renew our commitment to activities that send us out. I'm so grateful to David Wheaton and to MC Jenkins, their leadership in renewing our Kairos prison ministry. We will return to proclaim the gospel to incarcerated men at Sumter Correctional in November. We need apostles willing to go with us to take the gospel light of hope and healing to a very dark place. I'm heartened also by the resurgence of Sunday school just around the corner. And we need apostles to go and teach our young people. We need pastoral care ministers. We need outreach volunteers for Faith Cafe and Love Inc. We need liturgical ministers. Our Sacred Ground Justice Ministry continues to expand and needs more apostles. I used the word need a lot there, didn't I? A lot of need. And the apostolic work may sound overwhelming. Frankly, casting out demons, proclaiming the gospel, and healing folks is intimidating. It sounds intimidating to me too. The temptation is to think that we're not qualified or worthy enough to do it, that we don't have the requisite skill or strength. And what we need to know is that God's compassion, his loving energy toward the needy, propels all our apostolic efforts. As our readings today indicate, Jesus is the great Good Shepherd, and he is in deepest solidarity with us as we move out beyond our comfort zones into apostolic ministry. God uses us to make possible that which seems impossible. We need only answer the call to show up and believe in the power of his love. Apostolic ministry can be, and now I'm getting really real here, and it often is, messy and tiring and untidy. We'd actually prefer, I think I would, a very predictable pattern, a pattern of apostolic work and rest that fits well into my schedule. Thank you very much. But as with the gospel today, these plans are often interrupted by hungry and needy people. The rest will come, but it will come another way. The Lord knows that we need refreshment. My wife Erica and I just returned from a South Carolina beach called Litchfield that we've gone to just about every summer we've known each other. For me, there is something about the vast ocean in which we can play. The relentless waves drowning out all other sounds. The infinite and inviting sand and sky. The wind and storms. And pelicans flying in formation and diving into the water to catch their fish. The rhythm of nature for me soothes my overbusy and messy spirit, caresses my wounds, and brings me back into tune. These manifestations of God in creation are for us like the fringes of Jesus's cloak. It's our happy place where we can be still and know that God is still God. I hope this summer you've had a retreat which has given you a deep rest. That time of Sabbath rest is crucial. So if you haven't found it, find it. Jesus knows that we need to rest. It's built into the model of creation in Genesis. But not only do we need a yearly vacation, we all need regular spiritual renewal that comes from our worship. What we are doing here this very day. We come to this place every Sunday, into this space, and we experience the liturgy. A word that I think ironically actually means the work of the people. It's a different kind of work though, isn't it? It's a work of renewal. Taking in the lessons from Holy Scriptures, we are fed with words. And we're fed with gestures and by song and most especially by the sacrament. Here, right now, we are receiving a portion of our Sabbath in our worship of the Most High God. And we receive in it the great rest and comfort of God's presence. Hopefully, we learn something new about God and how to be faithful in this place. But we are also, and I think even more importantly, here to be healed. Our souls are revived and restored as we worship. We're made right again through our spiritual proximity to the shepherd. We're transformed from weary to renewed, from guilt-laden to forgiven, from despair to hope. We come to this church on the Lord's Day and at other times, not simply to be better informed, I hope not, and certainly not out of dry obligation, but out of anticipation of being healed. He reviveth my soul. My cup runneth over. I am made right again. There is a short Scottish prayer that hints at the self-awareness that assists in this healing. It says, come to the table, not because you are strong, but because you understand something of your own weakness. Come to the table, not because you feel worthy, but because you have a sense of your own unworthiness. Come not because you love God a lot, but because you love God a little. and want to love him a lot. And our worship, our renewal, cannot be limited to Sunday mornings. It's just not enough. My vacation to the beach was not enough. It cannot be enough. It's not something we put on our calendar. We must return to it. True prayer, whether we're alone or in small groups, sustains us. Our healing, our rest, our vacations, our retreats, as important and as essential as they are, they're only half of the Christian life. The other half, the harder half, for me at least, is moving out beyond ourselves to teach and to heal others in the name of Jesus, to truly be his apostles. The end of summer is in sight. It is a good time to begin evaluating how we're going to serve in the upcoming church year, what ministries and missions we will say yes to. Let's be really bold this year. Let's step out in faith beyond our comfort zones and accept Jesus' call to be his apostles. Say yes. Say yes, and let's watch with Jesus as Satan falls from the sky again.